JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me go back and complete the point I was making. My campaign is based on Washington lobbyists. I haven't been in Washington. I have lobbyists at my elbows that are arguing for one industry or another industry, and I have favors I have to repay to people who've been in Washington for years, and I'm going to Washington to make things happen. And somebody doesn't put the kind of financial resources that I put into this campaign and the personal resources I put into this campaign in order to do favors for the American people. I'm going to Washington to help lobbyists. And that's what this campaign is all about. The
Don and Mike Show. Thank you, Mitt.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
We try.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What glorious goo.
Oh, no.
I know tonight she comes.
The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, tonight she comes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, that's just an awful cell.
Terrible.
Somebody else calling from the engine room.
Try again. Try again, my friend.
Come on.
Real quick update for you. Let me tell you about my cat.
Please.
My girlfriend did an incredible job with the cat.
The cat has been housebroken?
Yep. The cat was in the gulag for 7 days and seven nights, and goddamn if it's just not like the vet said. Wow. The cat is now been cured, or is retrained.
Right.
I use the word cured.
Brainwashed.
Janet says retrained. Brainwashing, another good word to use. Mike.
Broken.
Broken. Yes.
The cat's spirit has been broken.
Broken. The cat of her need to defecate on the bed.
That's right. Pretty incredible that worked.
Now Janet's got the cat going. Number one in the litter box.
Yeah, and for background, the cat used to pee on the bed.
Yeah, and
so that's how you broke the cat, by putting it in a bathroom for 7 days and seven nights and giving it its food in there and having it go to
box.
The bathroom.
Making a little bed, a little cat box, everything. Now now the cat has an S box.
Right.
A box that she likes to S in, and another box she just likes to pee in, and things like couldn't be better. So that worked out great.
Yeah.
The only other, it's not even a problem in my house. I mentioned it briefly yesterday. It's the fact that our Christmas decorations are still up, and it's not because we're lazy. Well, I'm lazy.
Well, it's your superstition. You said that yesterday.
Janet is not lazy.
No.
She is, and she likes Christmas. Make no bones about it. She came into our relationship with her share of.
Well, you know, we need a little Christmas.
Right, she came with her share of junk of, you know, Santa Clauses and snow globes.
Right.
Right.
And all the snowmen and junk. But I am just so goddamn superstitious about the Packers that I said to her, I think if we take any decoration down at all.
Anything.
Anything. And I said this to her.
What about the menorah?
Mike, the menorah stays up year round.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did know that. That was, excuse me, forgive me. Forgive me. I shouldn't have made that. It's a brutal time.
Insensitive.
Anywho, you can see it from the sky. You can see it from the brightest northern sky. My big, gigantic, it's like a Las Vegas-style sign. It's my menorah.
If, God forbid, the Packers are not able to prevail on a Sunday, will you tear it down? Will you tear all the decorations down that evening?
There is here's the great thing about the situation.
Yes.
It is a fake tree. It's a beautiful tree. It's a fake tree.
Right.
It is a fake tree.
It's white.
That has... Mike, it's silver. I think you know that.
The color
silver,
wheel.
White. I get them confused.
It's all silver with silver balls and nothing but silver tinsel all over.
I thought it was blue tinsel.
No, blue balls.
Blue balls.
Blue ball tree.
What are you going to do with your fake tree?
Here's the great thing. After the year after Frida passed away, I didn't. I my life was upside down, and I actually went out and by mistake bought two full size fake trees with lights.
Uh-huh.
And I never returned the second one.
Okay.
So there is a big 6-foot beautiful fake Christmas tree that's still in my basement in the original packaging.
Right.
And I have always said, we'll give it to somebody or we'll bring it to a house that we move to or whatever.
Is the tree in a box?
Yes, it is.
That's worth $15,000.
And my original thought is that, see, I don't want to say something and then have it become an actuality, But to answer,
you are so messed up because of this game.
But to answer your question, in my weakest moments, I have pictured myself actually taking the Christmas tree.
Oh, and throwing it away.
Just throwing it off the balcony.
Because it's a bad luck Christmas tree.
You have a backup.
And then you'll have another Christmas tree.
And I have another Christmas tree for next year.
Right. I think you have to
So
do
the
that.
Odds are if the Packers lose. Now,
if they just lose in overtime.
It all depends how they lose.
Right.
Well, first of all, I want them to win. Please,
of course,
God, I want them to win.
I know you do. You're like me. I understand the anxiety.
If they lose, it depends. If it is like 21-0 Giants. Uh-huh. I guarantee that tree is going in someone else's yard, and it's going to be my Herculean strength.
Just don't break any windows.
That throws it from my deck outside.
Get it on video.
And then I said to Janet, I said, we better monitor the score.
Have you taken the ornaments off the tree?
No.
Okay.
No. I will let her do that.
So you'll have to have you. So do you think if it is a large lopsided type of situation, you will have her start taking the ornaments off the tree, or will it not be until the last tick of the clock?
I told her, God, we are so nutty about this. I told her you can begin to deball if it looks shaky. But here's the thing. I really don't want her to do anything to the tree.
No, she shouldn't touch the tree until the game is over.
Until the game is over. I said if there has to be, and I hate saying these things because they're going to happen, if there is going to be a sacrificial bit of Christmas decoration during the actual game,
right,
it will be the 4-foot stand-up Santa that I love so much that's at my front door waving with the big wreath.
What are you going to do to it?
He's going in half. I mean,
you're going to break? You shouldn't do that.
I'm literally, I know, Mike.
Sex
I know,
crime?
I think, I like the idea.
I like rape.
He knows how
I like the idea that you're keeping up all your decorations. I really do, and I don't think you should mess with any of them until the game's over.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
Let me offer this, though.
Listen, hold on. I'm just saying, there has to be an outlet for the frustration. Yeah. If it is, God forbid, something like 21-0 at halftime, I'm going to have to take it out somewhere.
Did you ever mock me when I was going through all this with the Red Sox? Did you mock me when I was going through that?
I'll tell you the first time.
Because, you know, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I completely understand.
The first time you did it, I didn't.
Right.
But this now I realize this is like, for you, this must be like looking in a mirror.
It is.
That, you know,
it is.
My God.
And I know the emotions. I know exactly what you're thinking.
How do you do this to
yourself? You're really serious in your own way about what to say.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
about what to say to make sure you don't say the wrong thing.
Right.
And I'm being extremely careful, and I hope you appreciate that.
I do jinx, double jinx, personal jinx.
I'm being very careful not to say anything. Nothing.
No,
about, you know, that might be construed.
I will break nothing during the game. I'm not like that. But after the game, Katie, bar the door.
Glass on the floor.
Because sometimes in games past, years past, if the game isn't going the way you want it, you change your shirt, you change your socks. Mm-hmm. Will there be any play like that during the game?
There was one game this year. Actually, kind of as a tribute to my fanaticism for the Packers. Now that all the leaves are gone, you can see out in the tree outside. Right outside my deck, there are two hangers that are hanging still from the branches. And what happened was, during a particular game, I would get mad and take the shirt and throw it like a boomerang with a hanger inside and stand on my deck, throw it out the window. Eventually, I would go out and get the shirt.
But leave the hanger there.
The hanger is stuck up at the tree.
Wow. So what, you would bring the clothes down to change into and then... You'd be so frustrated that you wouldn't even bother with the clothing change. So you'd wing the hanger and the shirt out there.
Yeah, I'd be pissed off, and you don't get any leverage throwing a shirt.
Right.
No,
if you throw a shirt when it's got a big heavy wire hanger in it,
well,
maybe it'll take off.
Can I just tell you this? I think all I'm going to say is this, because if this and as we get further into the show, I want to be even more careful because I just want to tell you that. You know, I understand everything you're doing.
Cool.
I'm not going to say whether I approve or disapprove because I think that
could
be
bad.
But
you do understand.
Right.
Completely understand.
As a matter of fact, outside, I should take a picture of the tree directly outside, you know, on my porch by my cave.
Yeah.
Where I watch TV.
Oh, that'd be an easy throw.
Out there. Yeah, that's
right.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
There are two wire hangers that are hanging in the branches. And also,
what's wire hangers doing on your trees?
And also, there's the... there's the entire, an earlier version of Xbox Live, the headset, that also at one point during a game, it went out the window
just
as well.
Just swaying in the breeze.
And they're hanging, these things are hanging on the tree, and they're at such a high level that we can't get them to come out.
So it's the equivalent of a golfer throwing his clubs.
Amen. Yeah.
Very good.
Same difference.
I approve.
The Santa Claus that's on your front porch, do you have a jersey that would fit Santa?
Hey, come on, get out of here. you're mixing.
You got to be careful, Rob.
Yeah.
You should know more than anybody else. You know, his confidant. You talk to him all the time. You got to be very careful.
You don't mix beer with vodka. You know, you stick with one.
I'm sticking with one.
Okay. Let me just stick with, you know, Santa Claus, Green Bay Packers, Christmas. It's all good until about 9:30 Sunday night.
Right.
All right.
And then we see. And I said to Janet, the only thing that upset her is I said, you just better hide your baby Jesus.
Oh.
Because she still has her.
Yeah, because, you know, that comes into play, too.
Her nativity scene is still sitting.
You've never come close to doing, and I know friends of mine that have. You've never come close to doing damage to your television, have you?
Oh, Mike, I love the television.
Yeah, right.
Why would I say it? I would never hurt the TV.
Okay.
I would never hurt the TV. All right.
Never. Is her nativity scene edible? Like Larry David's was?
No, they're little like.
Okay, because I think he had a chocolate nativity scene and he ate the baby Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew a guy, a friend of my sister's growing up that was like a linebacker for the. No, he's a lineman, like a defensive tackle for the University of Maine. And he was watching a Red Sox game and had his big work boot on because he worked in construction and went right through the TV. Like regular season,
see,
too.
I'm not like that.
An old-fashioned tube would have made a great
it
sound.
It was.
Yeah.
That's back in those days.
Love my house. Just open the door. Boom! Right out the window.
A place
Boom.
To throw things.
Right off the deck. There you go.
Because I was curious about this. Have you thought about your spread, your food, what you're going to be doing? Who's going to be there? How are you going to, you know, have you got it all planned out yet? I know you're anal that
the
way.
The food is inconsequential at this point.
Oh my God. So you're not even thinking about the social aspect of this.
No, this is not social.
This is business.
This is not big business.
This is not social. The phone lines will be closed down. The computers will be turned off.
Uh-huh.
It'll be just Janet, myself, and the dogs.
Okay.
That's it. Barricaded in a room.
Will you have a game day breakfast?
If my tummy can tolerate it.
I understand.
If my stomach doesn't feel like ginger ale, mm-hmm. I will try to eat something.
This and I've been there too. Will you be drinking during the game?
That all depends on the way the score goes.
Oh boy!
You see that I don't understand. I would think the first thing you'd want is a drink right as the game starts.
No, let me. Can I speak to this, Rob? Because I know this. There are games, and then there are games, and there are games when you respond like the average fan. And then there are games when you are the mega fan.
Has
and
there
it's
ever
so
been a game
important.
Where you didn't drink?
Oh, my God, there have been millions of them.
I cannot have my senses dulled in any way.
I find it heightens my senses.
I will take a drink if they're getting blown out. And it's to the point where it's like, all right, mm-hmm. screw it, bring it on.
What's the point?
Or conversely, if they're blowing them out when I feel it's safe.
Okay. Yes.
Only when I feel the victory is
it's
safe.
It's different between baseball and football because there's so many more games in baseball.
Right.
You know, but I you know, when it comes to the big games, you know, the blowouts and stuff like that.
When it's over, will you drink heavily?
Well, I don't, Rob. I know you're rooting for me to drink heavily.
That's what I'm rooting for.
I promise you, I'm drinking as much as I can every day.
Thank you, Don.
I'm drinking as fast as I can.
2004 Yankees blowout that 18-4 game.
Yeah,
two entire bottles for me of Pinot Grigio.
See that?
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd you feel that morning?
I felt like there was a comeback. That's what I felt.
I could not do that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Little Mike.
Hello, Don.
I remember the brand, Santa Margarita.
But then again, I have a tree.
There's two bottles in the tree next to your house.
There's hangers and Xbox controllers.
I love
hanging
this.
From it.
Yeah. I really love this.
Yeah, it's fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hi, Don. I had an idea for you for your Christmas tree.
Yes, sir.
A couple of years ago, when the Skins went to the playoffs, I'm a huge Redskins fan. I took all my Christmas stuff off the tree, and any kind of fanfare I could possibly find, I decorated my tree with Redskins stuff. I know it sounds gay.
Get at it. No, it doesn't sound gay. You would have no idea. If you saw my Christmas tree, you seriously would think that Jesus' son was Vince Lombardi.
You have a few Packer ornaments?
I got a few dozen Packer ornaments.
Do you really?
Oh, Mike, I'm not.
God, I only have one Red Sox ornament on my tree.
No, my tree is just queer as hell.
But I've got a fireplace, screen that's got Boston on it.
Well, someone who really loves you must have got that for you.
I love that thing. I really do.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey. Hey,
how you doing, buddy?
Hayes for Horses. What's happening?
Hello, it's you, sir. Go ahead.
It has been exciting, and I thank you for the call.
Hey, I want to tell you, man.
It's been great.
Green Bay.
Right on.
31-0.
Right on. Thank you. Good talking to you. Talk to you on Sunday. Call me at home.
Hey, I guarantee it.
Right. Call me at home.
Shut up.
Yeah. The mortgage on my house, baby.
The mortgage on my house.
Well, now you've gotten the line from the great parlay, man. The genius.
The mortgage on my house. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don's and Mike's. Have you seen the promo for the Moment of Truth? It's a takeoff of your Donnie's Naked Truth.
Yeah, it's where the lie detector show.
This cannot lose. This show cannot possibly lose. I am so excited about seeing this
Questions
show.
Questions are pretty good.
Right now, I'd have to say, yeah. Here's the only fly in the ointment that I would throw to you.
Okay.
Is I hope it's not padding,
yep.
padding.
Where they get to the bad questions at the end.
To one question like,
a lot of that. Yeah.
If you could cheat on your wife without her knowing,
it just seems,
would you?
You know, there's enough material.
What are you doing?
They've released enough of this stuff where it looks to me like hopefully there will be good content. I hope we don't have to wade through like, what's your favorite color. I hope that's just the testing part of it. You know?
Like, have you seen the ad where they got the big pig and she's standing in front of the guy and she says, "Do you?
Are you repulsed by overweight people?
By fat people?"
I love it. It would seem to me unlimited though. The content would be unlimited.
But the thing that worries me, have you seen this ad as well? This promo. Where they say to the Goomba from New York,
right.
The question is, have you ever put anything in your pants to make yourself look bigger?
Yeah, that's a jive one.
And, you know, this Johnny Goomba is like, well, I's got the cop to this one.
Yeah,
and
that's jive.
That's lame.
Well, here's where the question comes into this this game. It seems to me that people really can control what they lay bare out there. Like, I'm sure they have to fill out questionnaires about their private life and what's important to them. And it seems like they have a lot of information about the people that are going on this show. And
that's
I think they can control that. Now, what that allows is the chance for fraudulent activity where you might think that they're just getting this horrible question and their spouse is sitting over there. How long do you think your marriage will last? Do you think it'll last another 5 years? And the answer is no. And the spouse goes, oh, but I don't know whether I believe it. I still want to see the show. I'm going to watch it. I think it's going to be successful.
Me too.
But I think that my crap detector also says it might not be on the up and up.
I tell you what, it's got me more excited than I was watching NBC today. And NBC loves trumpeting the fact that they have like 5 or 6 Law and Orders in the can.
Right. Right.
So they've got some new shows. Mm-hmm. And then they announced, and coming to NBC, the network that brings you all new programming during the strike, Nashville Star.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know what Nashville Star is?
It's a ripoff of American Idol.
Nashville Star is the CMT version
cable show
of American Idol.
That's got a bunch in the can that never aired, right?
Right. It can't suck enough.
Mm-hmm.
God, you mean you don't have anything better that's to put onto that?
Well, aren't they saying, well, Buzz will probably have more on it, but I mean, the fact is the directors came to an agreement, right?
They have a deal now with
the
producers.
Hopefully, we'll
that's
have
a good sign.
But even if it was settled today, what are we talking about, next fall as far as new programming now?
Yeah, in fact, there's talk that maybe next fall season has already been damaged by the strike. We'll see.
Right.
We'll see.
Okay. Sucks.
You know what? Hey, it's almost Mary Kay time. We got a break because that big pink Cadillac is pulling up outside.
She is smelling lovely. I can smell her already.
Mm. Jim Nance is here with all of his Avon supplies, and we're going to have a little Tupperware party with
great.
The prettiest lady in network television.
Remember, no real fur.
We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.